Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joe Davis. Joe is Communications Director at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org. Check that out when you get a chance. I'm going to get Joe to tell us a little bit about VFW in a second. Joe, this is the 14th anniversary of September 11th. 2001, and the attacks that happened on those days, four airplanes were flown into buildings or into the ground. Almost 3,000 people died. I'm still sitting here after all these years, amazed. As horrible as it is that we lost 3,000 people, with so much mayhem potential, I'm amazed that it wasn't worse than that. And we have heroes to thank for that, don't we?
We absolutely do. I mean, you know, the first responders, the firemen and the policemen and the...
How about those people in that airplane?
The people on that airplane. I mean, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, not too far here from here. But, you know, I look out my window right now. I'm on the fifth floor of the VFW building here in Washington, D.C. I'm two blocks from the United States Capitol. I'm staring right at the Capitol.
Yeah.
It was either the target or the White House or the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a target about that plane. But, yeah. You know, it's all about Americans standing up and... making a stand.
Does the VFW feel that we're, I mean, obviously we haven't been attacked since then, 14 years like we were, and that was one of the big concerns.
But there's been a lot of attempts.
More of these coming, but there have been a lot of attempts. Do you feel
like... underwear bombers or shoe bombers or whatever.
I guess you have to say that we've had success stories. I mean, the administration, the Bush administration and the Obama administration have prevented that kind of an attack from happening.
You have to agree. And the hard part there for the communicators and for the administration and even for the intel guys is because should you uncover and disrupt a planned attack, how much do you really want to communicate to the press? Because once you communicate something to the American public through
it's
the press,
gone.
Then the bad guys know. Mm-hmm. So then they know how to change their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said before, what's in their favor is they get to choose the time and the place.
Right,
and we're playing defensive ball the entire time,
and it doesn't have to get it right once.
That's right, and it does not have to be as it doesn't have to be as spectacular. I hate to use that word, or horrendous as 9/11. But you know, killing 3,000. If they had their druthers, they would have killed 30 or 300.
Do you think Al Qaeda is minimized in terms of the way it operated 14 years ago today?
How do you minimize hate?
Yeah,
I mean,
in their ability to be organized and to reach across the ocean. Do you think?
You know, you have the Al Qaeda, you got the ISIS or ISIL, however you want to, whatever acronym you want to use for them. But this hatred is just spreading, and it's like that is one thing that
even though the organizations have changed, the leadership has changed, the makeup has changed. So over the last 14 years. I think you're right about that. The hatred has increased, hasn't it?
It absolutely has.
Why is that, Joe?
Nobody can put a finger on it. You know, we got young ideologues who've been playing the game of war or whatever on their computers.
Think of the irony of the concept of religious intolerance. Isn't that ironic?
We've heard lots of discussions on was the world a safer place with the Soviet Union? Was the world a safer place? Was the Middle East a safer place with Saddam Hussein? Was Yugoslavia a safer place with Tito? And you could go into Franco and Spain and talk about all these dictators. And, you know, just using the Soviet Union, for example, and I am not advocating the return of the Soviet Union.
Right.
But the world was basically polarized.
Because we had mutually assured destruction.
Absolutely.
But these guys don't have that.
And the countries fell in line. The world... When the Soviet Union was here, the world was a very dangerous but predictable place. Now it's extremely dangerous and totally unpredictable, mm-hmm. and that's worse.
Yeah, and let's remember that terrorism the definition of terrorism is not to murder people necessarily, but to create chaos.
Well, look what a small child in a suburban pickup place in America with a satchel charge on their back walking into a movie theater.
Right.
Total innocence. Think about all the cyber hacks that are going in. Right.
These people are capable of that, aren't they?
Imagine an aircraft which flies. It flies by a computer, fly by wire, falling out of the sky because the hackers were able to shut down all the engines while it's 40,000.
This is the job of our government, isn't it, to protect us from these things?
Wow.
And so far, they've done a pretty good job, haven't they?
All I can do is knock on wood there.
Yeah. So, Joe, I got about a minute. What's the VFW up to these days?
Well, today's a very solemn day, obviously, and, you know, we have VFW posts around the country, everybody commemorating this day, remembering, and that's what it's about. It's a remembering how the nation was, how mad we were on 9/11, and how unified we were at the end of the day on 9/12, and we carried that forward. But, you know, the rest of the month, we have next week, Friday, is a National POW Commemoration
Right.
Day,
and, Right.
you know, we can't forget that we still have 83,000 Americans missing in action and unaccounted for going back to World War II.
Yeah, 83,000. That's still 83,000.
Yeah, we're not going to recover them all.
That's still amazing.
And the family members know that, but every time we can recover and identify and return another missing, primarily men, back to their families, it's a win for the entire community.
VFW.org, right?
Yes, thank you.
VFW.org. Hey, Joe, good job today. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you soon.
You too. Take care, Bobby.
Joe Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.